Job 36 and it's that 18th verse. It says, because there is wrath, beware, lest he take thee away with a stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. Could I read it again for you? Because there is wrath, beware, lest he take thee away with his stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. I want to speak to you tonight about a terrifying truth. It certainly terrifies me. But then you see, I believe it. I believe tonight that this is a terrifying truth. It's as true as John 3:16 that God so loved the world. It's a blessed truth too. Because Noah was moved by fear to build an ark to the saving of his house. And if God takes this terrifying truth this evening and brings it to your heart, and through the Holy Ghost you come to Jesus, then it will prove to be perhaps one of the greatest texts, and you'll never forget it to the day you die. Now I want you to notice that it says, because there is wrath, beware. Now the first part of the verse talks about something actual. There is. It's not debatable. It's not open to arguments. It's not open to people's opinions. There is. Doesn't say there might be. Doesn't say, wait till you die to find out. It says at this moment, this Friday evening, there is wrath. Something actual. Now friends, although it doesn't argue about it, or debate about it, or even take opinions about it, the Bible does explain it. The Bible explains why there's wrath. And it's only after years of salvation and studying God's Word that I have found out why there's wrath. And in a few moments I want to try and impart that to you by the grace of God. First of all, there's wrath because of the rebellion of Satan. You see, there was a day when Satan said, I will be like the Most High. He abode not in the truth, and God put him out of heaven. And he came to the planet earth. Now on the planet earth, Satan, who is the father of lies, he'll have a lie for you today. He'll have a lie for you. He might give you the lie, well, you could be saved some other time. He might give you the lie when you could never keep it. He might give you the lie, you couldn't get rid of the drink. He might give you the lie, your friends will mock you and scorn you, and you won't have a friend in the world. But he'll give you a lie tonight. Make no mistake about it, he's a lie for everybody. He's the father of lies. But Satan, Lucifer, son of the morning, came to the planet earth. And he told the biggest lie that was ever told. And the biggest lie, and the greatest lie that was ever told is this. Thou shalt not surely die. That was the lie he brought to humanity. Thou shalt not surely die. There is no wrath. Although God has said there is, you'll not surely die. God's love, don't worry about it. And Adam believed him. Don't you believe him? Because the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine in. And because of the rebellion of Satan, there's wrath. But then because of the principle of sin, there's wrath. And the principle of sin in all of us is not what you do. The principle of sin in all of us is what you are. You see, you're not a sinner because you sin. You sin because you're a sinner. You take to it like a duck takes to water. When the children are growing up, nobody needs to teach them to tell lies or to do the wrong thing. It isn't very long till the feet are going together, and I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that. It isn't very long till the white lies come out. It isn't very long till the nature that we were born with begins to manifest itself. It's a principle. It's a principle called sin. It's in all of us. We were born with it. If you like to think of a volcano, it's what you are. And the lava is what you do. If you like to think of a source, it's what you are. And the streams are what you do. If you like to think of the roots, it's what you are. And the fruits are what you do. You see, it's a principle. A principle you were born with. And there's wrath. Because of the principle of sin. But then there's wrath not only because of the rebellion of Satan and the principle of sin. There's wrath because of the wickedness of sinners. And that's not what you are. That's what you do. You see, tonight, friends, you're going to have an opportunity, by the grace of God, to turn to Christ or reject Him. And on what you do will determine whether you have the wrath of God upon your head when you leave the meeting or the grace of God. Thanks be to God for every Christian here. We're not appointed the wrath. But the Bible says that the wrath of God abides on them that are not saved. The wrath of God on the wickedness of sinners. Why? First of all, when the Lord Jesus Christ came to this planet, He put out His arms to everyone. And He says, if you come to Me, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter how scarlet your sin is, if you come to Me, I'll not cast you out. I will not cast you out. It was an I will. It was an I will of redemption. He says, I'll not cast you out. He gives you that I will tonight. He says, no matter who you are, what your background is, if you're Catholic or Protestant, if you go to church or don't go to church, if you're a drunkard or you're a teetotaler, no matter what your position is, rich or poor, wise or illiterate, He says, if you come to Me, I'll not cast you out. It's the I will of redemption. What will you do with it? What will you do with it? The Lord Jesus Christ, when He came to the planet, He made this promise that when you come to Me, I'll save you. He says, I stand at the door and I knock. And if you hear My voice, any moment, you hear My voice and you open the door, He says, I come in. Now it might be, by the grace of God tonight, that you'll hear God knocking. You'll know it. There'll be something inside you, a light in your conscience of your life will begin to flicker. You'll hear the knocking of God at your heart. And here's His problem. If you open your heart's door to Me, I will come in. And that's the I will of residency. He says, I take up residency in you. Will you let Him in? Have you let Him in? Have you swung your heart's door wide open and said, come into My heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today, come in this day. Come into My heart, Lord Jesus. That's why there's wrath. Because there's an I will of redemption, He says He'll not cast us out. Because there's an I will of residency, He says He'll come in. But then when you're saved, by the grace of God, you're not left to go on your own. For He says in Hebrews 13, He says, look, just because you've got saved, just because you've bowed to Me and came to Me for salvation, I'm going to step out on the road of life and I'm going to make you a promise. I will never leave you nor forsake you. So that you can go out of here tonight and boldly say, the Lord is my helper and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. And that's the I will of reliance. You can rely on Him.
You know, friends, when I got saved nearly 15 years ago, I had very much knowledge. I had very little scripture. I didn't know very much about God. But God made me a promise. He said, look, you forsake your drink. You forsake your sin. You forsake the past. Come and bow the knee. Get my salvation. Get my spirit within you. And I never leave you. Brother, he never has. He never has left me. He never has forsaken me. And he's been my helper. That I'm able to say to whoever I meet, the Lord is my helper. And friends, that makes me know I shouldn't be afraid of what man will do unto me. There's an eye will of reliance. You can depend on God, you know. Whenever he saves you, he'll put his arms around you tonight and he'll take away your sin and he'll come to live with you and then he'll walk by your side every day you live. There's reliance with him. There's reliance with him. You've got this eye will of redemption. He says, if you come to me, I'll never cast you out. If you've got this eye will of residency, he says, I will come in. If you've got this eye will of reliance, I'll never leave ye, nor forsake ye. My friend, whenever your head's bowed low with worry, and with burdens, and with pressure, and there's nobody else to help you in all the whole world, the Lord Jesus said, look, come unto me, and I'll give you rest. Praise God, that's the eye will of rest. You got it? Have you got the rest? Well, where do we get all this? Where do we get this redemption? Where do we get the residency? Where do we get the rest? Where do we get the rest? You get it at Calvary. For praise God, at the place called Calvary, with nails in his hands and feet and thorns in his brow, Christ took the wrath of God. Was my due. Was my due. But he took it. And he took yours. And friends, tonight, that's why the Bible says, because there is. Because there is. It's actual. Christ bore the wrath of God at Calvary. And for everyone that comes to Calvary, praise God, the wrath's gone. Have you been to Jesus? Have you came? Have you trusted him? There is. There is. But then the verse seems to change in the middle. And from the actual, it moves on then to the possible. It says, because there is wrath, beware, lest he take thee away. And friends, that's possible. That's possible. Lest he take thee away. And the devil comes to every man and woman on the face of this planet. And he comes and he says, he won't take you away. Not today. You'll not die today. Some other night maybe. I know you've a date with God to meet God, but it'll not be now. Young people don't die. Healthy people don't die. People with your pick of fitness don't die. Take your time. Friends, the possible is this, lest he take thee away with a stroke. Friends, whenever a hand goes in the mind, whether it's at a door, whether it's in a house, whether it's at a funeral or a wedding, wherever it is, and I look into the eyes of a man and woman, and I say to them, tell me, dear, did God speak to you today? Did you feel the Spirit of God moving in your heart? When that soul just says to me, yes, I believe God spoke to me today. Friend, I tell you, I'm reluctant to let them go. I'm reluctant to let them go. Yes, there are people who will give you 24 hours. Come back tomorrow. They haven't got them to give. They don't possess him. The Lord Jesus Christ, whenever he met the people, he said, now is the accepted day. Now is the day of salvation. And friends, there's a possibility that someday God will take you away. My Lot's wife, she sat in Sodom and Gomorrah. And friends, I believe with all my heart, she was one of the instigators that Lot was in it at all. But God's rich in mercy, praise his name. And in that city, he sent the angels to warn them, didn't he? And Lot says, look, get out of the place there.
I'm going out to these sons of law, mine. Get the daughters together. Get out of the city. I don't know why God's had mercy on me, but he has. I've vexed my righteous soul from day to day with their filthy conversations, but God's been good to me. Now, love, get you out of the city and look straight on. Don't look back. Don't look back, love. Don't look back. God has said if you look back, he'll take you away. But Mrs. Lana, though her feet was outside the city, her heart was still in it. I wonder if she went along with the sand. Was she saying to herself, he'll not take me away. He'll not take me away. My husband's a godly man, backslidden, but godly just the same. His uncle Abraham's a great friend of God. He'll not take me away. And she looked, and God took her away. Don't you rely on your mommy and daddy's Christianity. For God will take you away yet. You can't bank on anything except God's salvation. Friends, look, if you have somebody in your family and they're praying for you, don't you play on it. You grab hold of it and get the Christ, lest he take thee away with a stroke. She became a pillar of salt. Listen, Pharaoh watched them disappear into the distance. And then his pride welled up in him. Get the chariots ready. Nobody's walking out of me. This kingdom can't survive without slaves. Get the chariots together. We'll massacre them. And they got them with their backs to the sea. Don't you remember it? And as Pharaoh gazed down from the hillside at the multitude camped by the sea, he says, we'll have them. They've no place to run. But God was looking out of heaven, and his words were said, I'll take you away. He was taken away in the sea, friends. Look, the mercy of God that should have delivered him, drowned him. God hardened Pharaoh's heart, what by mercy. Every time you hear the gospel, every time the mercy falls on you, I don't care if you're 10 or 80, every time you hear it, every time the message goes out, you're either getting softer or harder. You're either coming to God or going away. And there comes a time, friends, go out into Ballymena of the mile, find it out. Walk in the town and ask them, have you been to the meetings? And I never think about meetings. I used to go years ago, but I never bother with those things now. No. Friends, I tell you, the sun rises above the globe, melts the ice somewhere, hardens the clay somewhere else. God will take them away with a stroke. She became salt. Pharaoh was drowned in the sea. Judas Iscariot looked over the table into the eyes of pure love. Oh, but he was going to be taken away. Friends, the upper room. Think of the upper room. The Lord Jesus Christ is breaking the bread. They've sang a hymn. What a meeting. What a fellowship. What a preacher. And the bread's gone round and the wine's gone round. But the Bible says Satan entered in. For two reasons. First of all, for Simon Peter to sift them like wheat. And for the heart of Judas Iscariot. And the Lord Jesus Christ offered him that sup. Oh, the grace of God, Judas, you've heard me telling Simon, Satan's desire to have him, that he may sift him like wheat. Heed the warning, there's the sap. Judas looked at it. Oh, but Satan, on the lure of silver, rose him up from the table, and friends, he went out into the darkness of the night. And as he went down that narrow cobbled street, he's clutching a bag of money and it's burning a hole in his hand. He'll never get the pleasure of it. He'll never enjoy it. You see, friend, when you turn your back on Christ, no matter what you get, you're never really happy. Because there's always that longing, always that knowledge, a soul out for something else. Oh, there's men tonight, and women tonight, yes, and God was going to come to them. God was going to use them. But the allurements, the ambitions took over. And they got their eyes on other things. And they've lost out. They've lost out. And they know it.
They know it as sure as they're born. Judas Iscariot. Oh, he tried to finish it.
He thought he went into the temple. He says, the money. Take back the money. I don't want the money. See, idiot. See, idiot. And then he thought, I'll get away. I'll escape from it all. I'll put the noose round my neck. I'll put the noose snap. And his bowels burst on the ground.
You don't get away from God. He takes you away. He took him away. Silver and all. Friends tonight, here's the possible. Lest he take thee away with a stroke.
See the action? There is. Get the words in. There is. See the possible. Take thee away.
Listen to the end of the verse. Because this is the impossible. Then the great ransom cannot deliver thee. Oh, friends, listen to this. Then the great ransom cannot,
there's the word, cannot deliver thee. The ransom that has delivered millions cannot deliver thee.
You close your eyes. The life of humanity is in the hand of God, and someday God will take you away, and you'll close your eyes. And somebody will bury you, and it will be a Christian burial when you're living here. And the verses will be in the paper, and the Rees will read lovely verses, and everybody will say what they can good about you, but stamped on your head will be two words. No ransom. No ransom. Friend, do you know why there'll be no Christians at God's judgment bar? Because there'll be one stamp on our head. Ransom.
Oh, deliver me from going down into the pit. For I have found the ransom. Have you found him? Have you found him?
Oh, that you might find him tonight. That the wrath of God would be taken off your head and his grace put in its place. Because while the funeral's gone down the street, love, you'll be damned. There is wrath. And because there's wrath, beware. Lest he take thee away with his stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. I worked with a man once who I was very fond of. He and I were great boozing partners. We always watched the horse racing together. And then I got saved. And I came to Walter almost immediately and I says, Walter, I've got saved. Friends, I didn't know what to expect, but I can tell ye, I didn't expect what I got. He says, don't you talk to me about it, Bill. And don't preach to me. And don't put it down my throat, for I don't want to hear it. I was hurt. He and I were very close. I says, Walter, I'll not put it down your throat. But I'll wear my trousers out my knees praying for you. Because I love you. And you're perishing. And I kept my word. I didn't go near him. At least if I did, it wasn't to preach to him. I came in one Monday morning and Walter wasn't there. Wasn't like him. It soon got round that he wasn't well. I felt I should go and see him, and I went up the next day on the Tuesday and knocked the door. Walter came to the door. You could see him. He's a big man, over 6 foot. He's about 63 years of age and as broad as a door. And he looked at me and he said, "Come in." And he took me away into the back of the house, into the kitchen really. And he sat down on a chair. I says, "Walter, how are you?" Listen to this very carefully. Nobody has ever said this to me before or since. He looked into my eyes, he says, "How am I?" He says, "I expect I'll be dead before the week's out." I says, "Walter, don't you say that. You'll be alright." He never flinched. He says, "I'll be dead before the week's out." I says, "Walter, you're not ready to die. Because you're not ready to meet God." And I could see the tears filling up in his eyes. And I took out a wee booklet. I remember it as if it was yesterday. It was that wee booklet by Noel Grant, "Let Him In With the Lord Jesus Knocking At The Door." I says, "Walter, see the Lord Jesus? He's knocking at your heart's door. He wants in. He's been wanting in for years. Will you let him in?" He says, "Abe, I told you I didn't believe that stuff. When I was a young man, Abe, I was on the Merchant Navy. And I sailed round the world. And he said there was another fellow just like me, and we prayed at ourselves and being agnostics. But he said we were in a ship and it was going round Cape Horn. And he said the waves were like mountains. And the ship was going up and down like a cork. And he said the fear gripped the both of us. But he said I held on. But when I looked round for my mate, he was gone. He says I looked everywhere for him. And finally I went below into the cabins. And I found him clutching the blankets on the bed, crying unto God to see him. He says I would have cursed him. And the tears are streaming down his cheeks now." He says, "Edmund, do you know what's wrong?" He says, "That night, I wanted to get saved as well." He said, "I had a fear that if I died, I would perish. But my pride was bigger than my fear." And he says, "I held on. And from that night, to this moment, I have never thought about getting saved or anything else." And I says, "Walter, forget about the past. That's the past. Think about now. Think about today. He's standing at your heart's door. Will you let him in?" Friends, he rose up of the chair. He put his hands on his shoulders. He says, "Ivan, I can't." Nellie could. God help him. He had missed it. He had stepped over the lane. And only God came in a miracle. I don't know where he is. But I carried his coffin that weekend. And as I hugged the wound in my cheek, I thought to myself, "Because there is wrath, beware, lest he take thee away with his stroke." Then the great ransom cannot deliver thee. May God help you tonight. Let's bow in prayer. For you, dear praying Christians here, don't weary in well doing, sure you won't. There's souls in the balances these nights. God has been speaking in this place. You'll hold on, won't you? To the very last. That as you and I stand at the bema, when the meetings are tried by fire, they'll come forth as gold. Friend, you're here tonight and you're not saved. Will you step out now? Just while your head's bowed and eyes closed, you'll say, Lord Jesus, I believe there's wrath tonight. I believe that's why you shed your blood to save me from wrath. Well, Lord, I want you to be my Savior. Friend, tonight, let the goodness of God lead you to repentance. Maybe you'd like to pray this prayer and want to pray. Others have done it and meant it in their heart. And God has saved them. And God will save you. I've only one question for you, friend. Did God speak to you tonight? Oh, if He has, accept Him now as we pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, but You died for sinners and You died for me. I turn my back on my sin and I trust You now as my Savior and Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. And help me, Lord, to be the Christian You want me to be. In Jesus' name. Amen.